walked up to a booth and they were sitting there, and I'm like, damn, I just bought 30 of these last year, you know, and I make sure they heard me. I'm talking to my buddy, and then 5 minutes later, they're right on my ass. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You gotta know how to work it too, you know, but if no one comes up to you right away, you gotta know how to work it, and that's how you work it. But they're really nice.
So, Steve, how about you? How'd you feel? Nice
job. Man, I walked in, and I didn't know which way to go. I just stood there, and which end do I start on? And left and right, and lights are flashing, and people are all laughing and shaking hands and having a good time. And I mean, we walked in; it was full fledged on. I mean, we got there a little later than when it opened, and like Jose said, I'm not going to tell you a single tear rolled down my cheek, but it was damn close. It was just like, for me, it was just a big adventure to go. And, you know, being a home hunter as well, I certainly did not run into anybody there that was discourteous. They'd ask me what haunt I was with, and I would just say, oh, I'm just a home hunter. And they'd say, well, just a home haunter, that's, you're here, you know, and everybody was really nice, here, and it was just, like I said, it was just an adventure for me, it was like getting, you know, the old saying, getting to Graceland, you know, getting to Disneyland. It was a home haunt, pro haunt get together is what it was, especially this year. You know, I think even, there was somebody that said, they were glad that so many of us showed up there, because it's never really been so much about the people as it was this year.
Yeah, I read the same thing. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, it should be about the people as much as it is about, you know, vendors trying to sell their wares. But I mean, you want to connect with everybody, right? So
yeah. Well, no matter where you went, people were connecting. So.
And Rainier.
Oh man, I tell you what, for me, it was like three major facets for me with coming there, because one, I was going to meet up with like the crew from Haunter's Hangout and meet so many people for the first time, which was an experience in itself, not to mention like other YouTube vloggers, you know, just the people that network and talk online and share with. So that was like one facet of the whole experience. And then there was like just being a home haunter who is working on becoming a pro haunter. You know, that's my goal. So for me, like getting there and learning, I mean, I'm all about just like learning as much as I can right now and absorbing all the information and talking to this pro hunter or that pro hunter and just getting advice. And, you know, like that was another huge thing that I was looking forward to. And then like sitting down with Alan Hopps, and Alan Hopps tells you how talented you are. Like, I was like, what? That's crazy. And just, it's just a good feeling to know that like you're on the right path and you're meeting the right people. And that was awesome. And then I was also there because now I'm on the staff for Haunted Overload, which is crazy. Awesome.
Congrats.
And I was there repping for them and doing some orders for them and hanging out with Artifact Images at the Legendary Haunt Tour booth. And, you know, I was standing there talking to Sue from Artifact Images. They do the photography, you know, all the time-lapse video for them.
Oh, yeah, the Haunted Overload.
And she was like, we were looking at pictures, and she's like, check out this picture of Eric Lowther's home haunt. And I was like, man, it was so full circle for me, because years ago, when I started home haunting, I found that picture online, and I was like, whoever this person is that's building these enormous props, I have to find out who they are, I have to find out how they did it, and I have to do it. And I, like, scoured the internet and found all these slides and, you know, studied how they did it and built my first stuff, and then like somehow became friends with them. And here I was like a few years later, like repping for them and hanging out with them. And it's just like, it was very surreal. It just, once again, it just makes me feel like I'm on the right path and I'm meeting all the people I need to meet, and I'm, and you know, just like the Hunters Hangout crew, and like they're just, they've become like the greatest friends, and I've made all these amazing friends, and like, I don't know, it's just awesome. It's all awesome. And that doesn't even include the show floor, which was like completely insane, especially when you first walked into Gore Galore and they're like, they had like a whole aisle of like these enormous action or actor used props with the enormous claws and alligators and craziness.
Yeah, that's totally, what I ran into.
Insane.
And that's, they're like, "Hey, Jose." I'm like, "How the hell, you know?" I'm like, start crying.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just awesome. So it was actually not as big as I thought it was going to be.
Oh no.
I mean, it was big, but I thought it was going to be like,
I thought it was. The way everybody talked, I thought it was going to be bigger too. To be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's something new to. I didn't really think that. I mean, I only ever watch, I'm sure just like you guys have, until you finally got to go this year, just the videos that people post on YouTube. So the perception always is that it's this humongous show.
Right.
So I assume once you get there, I mean, it's a big convention center, so they pack it as best they can. But speaking about vendors, I mean, I know if it was me sitting, you know, being there for the first time, that's what I would want to do. I would want to spend time with every vendor. I want to see kind of, you know, I think Home Haunters, while everyone does their own thing and their own style, I mean, there is trends that kind of go on, and you see it more at the conventions that you go to, you know, like, you know, silicone mask making is huge now. Now people are starting to get more into the organic kind of masks with the burlap masks and everything. And so I kind of wanted to ask, like, which vendors really stood out to you, and which ones maybe inspired kind of some of the stuff that you're looking to do now in your haunts this year. And I'll throw that over to, I'll start with Steve with that one.
Man, Midnight Studios was off
insane,
the freaking
amazing
wall, man. I must have walked by there a dozen times and stopped every single time, and it all is just so detailed, looks so real. I mean, I took some pictures real close up of each one of their creations' faces, and I showed them to a friend that is not a haunter, and he couldn't believe that they were made props. They just swore they were people in makeup, and that booth really got me. VFX effects or studios, they do puppets, and that was amazing too, just because my first glimpse with them was a guy rolling around on the floor with one of the puppets chewing on his neck, and he pulled that puppet up and screamed at me with it, and I was like, whoa. And then I found out it was a good friend of mine that was actually working the puppet that I was there to see, and I wasn't expecting it, so that caught me, and I decided that if there's one thing that I'm going to try and go there next year, it's one of their creations, because it just blew me away. So, and Gore Galore, of course, they had their monstrosities walking around, and you can't help but notice that. I mean, I know Rania fell in love with those guys because that's what she does, you know. And
I was there all day. Yeah, I was there. I mean, like a Gore Galore. I even got inside one and walked around.
So, you know, I could just keep
that real quick though. Now, because you're there and you see these things, obviously, if we had the money, you'd want to go out and buy one right away.
Oh, I'm saving. I'm getting.
But did it cross your mind at any point that when you saw, you know, their stalk arounds, or Steve, when you saw the guy being, you know, chewed by the puppet and everything, did it cross your mind like, hey, maybe I could try to make that this year for my own haunt and see how I do, you know?
Nope.
No.
No.
I don't have time for that.
No. No, like I would go to be inspired and might want to try it myself. Obviously, you probably can't touch what they do.
Not something like that. You know, there was other things that I saw there that,
man,
that I was like, wow, I could certainly give that a shot.
Okay. Jose, I know you want to chime in on this.
Which part? Hey,
what we're saying, yeah. The vendors and
I already made my whole haul up just on a walkthrough pass. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, let's get the scene set going. Okay, we got Brainchild, bam. You know, we got our scene setters, K Studios, boom. You know, I got their stuff. I'm like, you know, I'd love to buy it, but I'm thinking how we're gonna make it. So okay, I got the whole setup going on. Okay, now I need weapons. I'm going to Slaughterhouse. Bam, they had the best weapons out there. You know, then okay, now we need a zombie to go with it. Damn, Creeper Creations, bam. Okay, I got the Creeper Creations zombies. I got the Slaughterhouse weapons. I got K Susan Brainchild, you know, the walls. I'm like, it was just, you know, it was so endless. And then I want to go with Haunt Visions and then, you know, get the barrels that, you know, the hands come out of and the refrigerator that the hand just busts out that, like, totally freaked me out. And then, I mean, I had my whole haunt just figure it out, you know. So it was crazy. I'm like damn, Nevermore Productions with the mannequins. I'm like, oh, that's, I'm gonna throw in that shit in there, you know. I mean, I could just go on for days, you know. Creepy Collections, the crazy zombie clowns, and the, you know, Scare Factor, oh my god, and the fucking Poison Props, all of that shit. I see my whole haunt right there. It's like, you know, and then you got Stilpies, you know, he's one of the most talented guys, because I'm just in awe with the smartness of the man. You know, he's taking something, you know, from nothing, turn it into total profit, and the shit looks badass. You know, so that's like, you know, just the mind of that man just drives me crazy. I'm like, damn. You know, so, I mean, I could talk about it all, you know, all day long. Just all day long.
Night long, so let's talk about it all night long.
Well, he said an hour, you know, and then you got Pale, you got Pale Knight, you got the zombie, you know, the headshot thing, you know, from Nubia Creations and Pale Knight Productions. How awesome was that when they just, like, put the gun there and you got to do, like, a little screenshot, you know, and all their stuff is good. They also made the, you know, the Bitten Bill, you know, that guy that came out of the window. Oh, my God. Is that, like...
He was a puppet, right?
Yeah, there's a puppet behind the window that would, and he had the voice thing where you could just talk through him, and he could come out and jump out at you, and, like, you know, that's got to be, like, one of the best props, you know, that come up with something like that.
Yeah, when it spit water at me, man, it spit all over my camera and all over my face, and I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. That was badass, even though I was wiping off poor Mike's camera.
I mean, they even do like, you know, like the visual stuff. They got the, you know, straight numbers, you know, where they got the zombies behind the fence and the, you know, backlit. I mean, they just hit it all around. So
would you say when you got to be at the show and see the props, and I assume that they tried to, you know, present them in a way that showed you how you can use them in your own haunt, whether it's home or pro. Do you think that, like, you took away, those kind of ideas on how you can do, you know, any kind of lightings or, you know, the puppetry, like the guy that you were just talking about sitting in the window and stuff, like, just, you got to be there, you got to see it being used, you know, how much can you talk with the vendors about how it's done and everything to kind of soak that knowledge up and bring it home and use it for yourself? And I'll start with Rania, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really think of it like that. I mean, I guess because everybody's so different, their needs are so different. I mean, I know what I needed, and I need actor-based stuff. You know, I loved Midnight Studios. That was my absolute number one favorite, but that's because I really gravitate towards the mystical sort of fantasy. I'm hoping to make a fawn this year, not one that detailed because it was, like, mind-blowing. But and like they had this one costume that this guy was walking around in. It was just spectacular. It wasn't the Fawn, but it was really similar. And I'm definitely by that because there's no way I could ever create it. I don't have the time or the talent yet to make something like that. I don't have the knowledge. And it really comes down to time. But that's why I also loved Gorgolore, because I really love those 10-foot creatures. I'm dying to have like an army of those things walking around my haunt. I mean, that's for me, that's all I really... There wasn't really, as much as I appreciated and loved everything that I saw there, for me, it really just came down to like those few items that I personally wanted. That and like there were these huge oversized gargoyles at this one booth that had these just ginormous tombstones. I mean, obviously, like I love all that big, big, crazy stuff. So anytime there's like a 5-foot gargoyle, I'm gonna like fall in love with it. And I the only thing I even ordered, we just went to Froggy's Fog and I got a bunch of fog machines and 4 cases of juice. And that was it for me. I mean, you know, I wanted a Gorgolore, but it was like $2,600. I tried to talk my money person into it, but they weren't going for it.
Please. Come on.
Well, you know, we really had to set our priorities, and it was really fog and lighting, and we were hoping to get some lighting, but after talking to Darklight, we realized that our needs are so theatrical. Like, we do such big pieces with big, you know, big broad sets outside in the woods that we really have to stick with like the big theatrical pars and not like little tiny LEDs.
Was there anything you were really hoping to see at the show that you didn't see at the show? Like, is there a void that's not being filled right now, Steve?
No, I think that'll come in, you know, the next couple of years maybe, where you kind of get used to what you see in there. I heard that this year wasn't as good as last year, and I heard this year blew last year away, so there's those people that have their opinions about that. You know, this being my first time walking in there, I certainly didn't know what to expect. So, you know, there was nothing there. You know, the only thing I was kind of disappointed about was how they, I guess there was some room. There was one little beer vendor there. You know, there's some room there. You can get a... get a bar in there and get some good food vendors in there. Now, you know, I was lucky enough
the
to
song
watch
at the front door.
Yeah,
he's like, this isn't Oktoberfest. What the fuck?
Well, and I was lucky enough to watch Rania eat a 10-inch corn dog, so that was okay.
Okay,
but you know what? I thought that there could have been a stage with a band playing, maybe.
Really?
And
there was so much more room in there that they could have put more stuff into that that would bring in even more money for them, I guess. And I don't know. When I walked up there and all I could do was buy a beer, it was just kind of like, eh.
Well, now the show has other things that are going on. They have the interactive haunted house, the haunt tours, and there's also, a lot of seminars and classes. Now,
I agree totally, but if you ask me, there was something missing for me. It could have been, like I said, a zombie band playing, maybe some music or something. I don't know. It's...
See, that's the home
honor.
We want entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was entertainment. Like I said, I didn't really go in there with any expectations. I've just been here sitting here thinking about what I'm going to say at this interview, and that's the only thing I could pull out of what I didn't really like there was that there was really nothing as far as vendors and stuff there.
With the beer.
And
that's it.
Yeah, you know?
You know, dude, I totally was missing out on the zombie swarm doors. Where in the hell was that? You know what I'm saying?
I was looking for it.
Scare Factory. They were supposed to have it. It was like the door that opened up and like, you know, 20 zombies busted out of it. And it was all like prop animated and this and that.
That sounds awesome.
Wasn't that from last year, though?
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff there from last year.
But I was wanting to see that.
Skeleton Tunnel? Was that theirs?
Yeah, that was cool. That was awesome.
Amazing. I mean, their props are incredible. I can't even imagine being able to afford one of those things.
What about the interactive haunted house? Now, if you haven't been there, I've seen it's just something that they've started in, I think it's the past 2 or 3 years. Did you guys go through that? What was that like for you to go through there?
It was cool.
There's no actors or anything like that. Yeah, just to kind of see the props, right?
I mean, I actually was going through there just to look at the dark light products. I mean, the sets were great, you know? Yeah. It was a quick 10-minute cool little haunt. I mean, it's cool that they set that up right inside the convention center. I didn't go through the vortex tunnel because my hangover was so gnarly.
It was totally the wrong idea. And Jim Walden, I'm going to kill him, you know, after a night of drinking to go through that. This is not good, dude.
The vendors were trying to push me through, and I was like, you guys, like, I will vomit all over your vortex right now.
That's how I was feeling.
Did you guys go to any of the classes or the haunt tours that were provided?
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Rania on that one.
Okay.
Well, I went to,
No, there's a funny story behind it.
So. Why don't you just take over?
I'm going to get another beer, so fuck it.
What's my story? Are you talking about my morning experience in class?
No, never.
Well, okay, so I signed up for Michael Edwards and Bart Butler's actor training class, which I knew was going to be a nightmare because it was at 9:00 in the morning on Saturday. But it was really the only class I wanted to take just because I'm such a fan of those guys and, you know, the Haunt House and Brain Chow. But the night before was the Woodland Haunters party. And so I knew that was going to be not a wise decision to go to class the next morning, so I had to wake up the whole house at like 7 a.m. Hurry up! We gotta get to class! And finally, I got there a half hour late, strolled in my sunglasses and my tutu. Still, like, completely wasted. Like, hey! And Michael was like, good morning! Welcome! The whole class, like, turned around, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. But I only got the last 30 minutes, but it was a cool class. And then Thursday we went to the darkness behind the scenes. That was super fun.
Now, was that lights on or?
Yeah.
Okay. And what'd you think of the darkness?
That was Thursday, wasn't it?
Right.
Thursday night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Are you kidding? It was like amazing in there. Lots to see. Yeah, I love that.
Go there too?
Love the moving floor.
I went there, and I didn't really like all the CGI stuff.
No?
No, it was too much. You know what I mean? It's like, I liked everything, and then you walk through it, and maybe because it was the lights on, maybe. But, probably. I mean, there was just too much CGI. It actually made you look at all the CGI, and it actually took away from all the awesome art they had. It's like everywhere you went, there's like CGI. It's like, oh my god, it's too much. And then, but the ice cream truck with CGI, that was awesome, dude.
I could see you liking that.
Me too.
Yeah.
So for anyone that didn't get to see it, what was that prop like? What was it?
Right. It was like a big ice cream truck. And then the guy's driving, and he's, like, running people over while he's driving. He's got some girl hostage on the side and, like, you know, just freaking her out. And then you walk around the side, and that's actually the way into the next room. And then you get inside of it, and, like, the whole truck is, like, going side to side, and all kinds of crazy stuff is going on. I mean, that was awesome. But the rest of it, there was, like, just a little too much CGI for me. I mean, it actually took away from, you know, all the cool details and everything.
All right.
So.
That's good. I mean, it was like kind of like museum in there. Like a museum of all the amazing vendors that you see at Transform.
It was too, yeah.
So, I mean, you could see Gorgolore. You could just pick out who. You could see Scare Factory. Like, you know, you could tell. And it was awesome. I mean, I liked a lot of their water props, like the alligator that was in the water. And
right. I should have went to the full Scare one, I think.
Yeah, we had tickets, but I just was too hungover. Once again, it's like...
It's bad.
It's like,
that's so sad.
I mean, it's like drinking all night and then you don't sleep because you're gonna miss something. So,
but didn't you come back and drink all night anyways?
Yeah, but the thought, honestly, this was the downfall with the whole thing. Was just, I couldn't deal with the line. It was just like I was too tired and hungover to stand in line for 3 hours, because that's what would have ended up happening. And I saw a picture of the line. It was like hundreds of people deep. I just couldn't deal. It was cold. It was like 30 degrees out.
Oh, it was cold there.
And you know what? I saw it, and I've been to haunts before. I can imagine with the fog on and the actors jumping out at you, you know, but I saw the haunt, and that's really what I came for, was to see the details anyway, so whatever. I'm not upset about it.
One of your main goals now is to do a pro haunt in the future, and I don't know about Diablo or Steve if that would ever be on your mind, but I guess after being at Transworld, you see all the eye candy, you go to a haunt like the Darkness and you see all that, does it put in your mind that you would definitely do it differently, that maybe you wouldn't buy every prop out there if you had the ability to, like maybe you would go more the organic route or more the actor route and not so much, you know, pneumatics? I mean, so many people, you always have that pneumatics versus, you know, static and actors, two sides of the community, right? So, I mean, what would you do after seeing what you saw that past weekend?
Me? I mean, my style, my personal style is definitely on the Haunted Overload tip. So, you know, they don't have a single animatronic, and that's, I mean, I like them, but my style would be more of like an outdoor, organic, big creature kind of haunt. So I don't know that I would ever have a need for that unless it was like something really organic in nature. But I don't know. For me, it's more actors and static. Yeah.
How about you, Diablo?
I would definitely go with pneumatics. I mean, I would go with the actors too, but I'd definitely go with pneumatics. I like the fact that somebody walks up to something sitting there and they're looking at it. They know it's not real. But bam, it hits you. Bam, it spits at you. Bam, it jumps up. It gives them the sense that anything can happen in this haunt. I mean, you're walking. Let's say you just got a haunt that's all actors. And, you know, of course, this is just my opinion, and it's not taken away from anybody, any other haunts or anything, but let's say you're walking up and you see all this scene set. Okay, you know there's going to be an actor here, you know there's going to be an actor here, and then you see all the scene sets and the props on the side, and you're like, you know that's not real, and you're walking through. But what if it is real? Bam! It hits you. Okay, that sets up for your actor. I mean, I think it's the perfect scare, because you come through and let's say, you know, you got an actor in this room right here. You got an actor behind, you know, behind the closet or behind whatever. But then you have an animatronic and a prop right there. Okay, they take two steps. Bam, it hits you. They're startled from that. They're coming right to you. Right when they come right to you, you jump on, just grab them. You know what I'm saying? It's I think you have to have the balance between both, myself. You know, but I'm more of a close combat, you know, type haunter. You know, I like, you know, not like the big open fields type stuff. I like right in your face. I have like maximum three steps to run type shit.
Three steps in any direction, and I'm going to get you no matter what. So, how about you, Steve?
Yeah. I think that of both of them is perfect.
Steve, how about you? After seeing some of the things you saw this week, I mean, would you have any change of heart on which direction you would go with your haunt now, or even if you ever had the opportunity to go pro?
Yeah, you know, both, I say a static prop that moves. I don't know how to, it's not pneumatic, but like the skeleton tunnel, I would just die to have something like that in my haunt. I mean, there was just so much, it looked like it was easy to do, not easy to make, but, you know, just because there were so many skeletons in there, and you have to see it to know what I'm talking about. But I don't think, I mean, Jose, it wasn't pneumatic, right? I mean, maybe there
was. It was, I think it was.
Lose everybody?
They're not me.
I'm not sure. It might.
What's up?
I can hear Steve.
We're all here.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
I think you just cut out there for a minute, Jose. But I guess what I want to say is I'm more of a visual type person. I think that. You can get somebody scared just by making them think about what they're seeing. And not that pneumatics isn't for me. I've never built one yet. So I'd like to go that way with a couple of props here and there, maybe something that's jumping out of the trees, or, you know, maybe it's something that's sitting in a chair that jumps up. So I'll look into that. And if there's all kinds of stuff out there that, yeah, if you have the money and that's what you're going for, then like I said, I just go more visual. So
I guess one of the last things I want to kind of touch on, not really the last thing I want to touch on, but I mean, aside from being at the show and, you know, drooling and crying like you guys have talked about, what would you tell somebody that's going to go there for the first time, now that you've experienced it for the first time? Like, what can they do to kind of maximize their experience of Trans World?
Don't drink.
Good shoes.
don't wear shoes?
Don't. Just wear good shoes. Don't wear crap shoes.
Dude, don't drink. That's it.
Don't drink.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. definitely wear sneakers or something. And stay at the Wren, because, like, that's where the party is.
Yeah, stay at the Wren. Stay at the Wren, yes.
Yeah. It's all about the party. Who cares about the props? Right. It's all about the party.
Hey, stay at a hotel close there. Two things. Walking distance and don't overdrink. That's the best thing I could say.
Don't overdrink. Well, maybe it's like get more sleep. I don't know. Bring a credit card. The big limit.
Yeah. It's always a money issue. Yeah. If you got a lot of money, then.
How great was it, though, for you guys to see everybody that you normally talk to on, you know, Horner's Hangout or on,
oh, my God, it was the best part. That's what it was awesome. All about, really.
Oh, it was totally awesome. I felt like I already knew everybody, and what made it really cool is because, like, everybody, you know, on the Horner's Hangout, and, of course, I'd give props to Jim Walden and Brad Goodspeed as my host and my other host, so... got to give them props, but definitely we talk to like so many haunters like on chat, and we feel like we know them, but then when we see them, it's like we've known them for years. So it's like oh my God, did we finally meet? It's almost like there's no have to get to know somebody, you already know them, so you're already clicking already, and it's like, okay, let's go, bam, and then it's just a big group. You know what I'm saying? It's already a big crowd of people. We're like, yeah, we already know each other. We know what we like. We know what we talk about. I mean, it's just nothing like
it. And that's what it was, too, man. It wasn't like six or eight people that you knew. It was 50, 60 people. Yeah. I mean, for me, and Jose, I know you're up in the thousands and stuff, but for me, it was like really 50 people that I had never met face to face before. And I mean, I was there to pick Jose up from the airport. When I saw him standing on the sidewalk there, I was just like, there's my brother. I can't believe it. when we picked up Rainier too, it was like, wow.
I jumped in the van like instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was definitely awesome. Just like,
you know, that was
the best part of the whole trip, was just being with all your friends, you know, and then like having people come up to you that are subscribed to you and know who you are and watch your videos, or, you know, that was bizarre to me.
It must be. Yeah, I heard that, you know, you and Diablo, I heard you were, you know, like a little celebrity there, huh?
Well, there were, I mean, it felt like meeting celebrities. It felt like meeting... No, seriously, like, not me. Like, I don't see myself that way at all. That's ridiculous. But, like, you know, I don't know, just meeting up with, like, Alan Hopps and Michael and Bard and... yeah, it's weird. Because it's weird when you see people online for so long and then...
That's what I always think. I mean, I remember the first time I met a few people, you know, that were vloggers at you know, one of the conventions near me. Actually, it was the Bloodshed Brothers. When I first
met... Yeah, exactly. Bloodshed Brothers.
Yeah, they were, like, one of the first... Yeah. Vloggers that I ever came across when vlogging was like really just starting to you know, take shape. I mean, it's exploded over the past 2 or 3 years now, but I just remember, you know, seeing them, then having conversations with them, you know, text messaging and all that stuff, and then you finally see these people. It's almost a surreal experience. I mean, you don't...
Oh, it's so surreal. Yeah.
You know, you have this, you know, cyber kind of friendship, you know.
Yeah.
You know, solidified when you finally see everybody. So, I mean, it was cool, even just from the perspective of sitting here watching the pictures flow in and seeing the comments and everything.
I mean, I will never forget drinking moonshine with the Bloodshed Brothers. Like, that'll be ingrained in my memory forever.
What you remember of it.
Oh, yeah. I see all these pictures coming in. I'm like, I have no
idea
that happening at all. It's really sad.
I know, that's right.
Dude, there were so many jugs of moonshine floating around. And everybody I talked to on various, like, different points of the convention, from, like, one side of the convention hall to the other, and everybody had the moonshine. It was, like, totally bizarre.
No, there was actually 5 jugs of moonshine.
Everybody had it.
They went different ways. Barry's like, here, you know, Barry, you know, dropped dead. He's like, here you go. Here's a jug for you. Here's a jug for you. Here's a jug for you.
And as soon as
here's the real drink he brings down that was more alcohol. So he had a special blend that he had for the people that finished the jug. So
yeah, and then another jug. As soon as you were done the one jug, it was like all of a sudden there was a fresh jug.
yeah, it was something else.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, so where do you guys go from here now? I mean, you're back. I know there's probably a couple other conventions. I don't know if any of you guys are headed out to any of them.
So. MAC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to tear that place up.
MHC is pretty fun, man. That's like super party vibe. Not so many serious haunt owners walking around. Like, you know, nice. Transworld's like some serious business owners doing their business. But
I know Jose started off the show and they said, you know, I mean, the homies are welcome there. But did it ever make you feel awkward at all, like when you're walking by and you saw some of those guys, you know that they're strictly there just to buy for their haunts and that's it? I mean, did they ever kind of give you the look at all?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw a few local pro owners, the big, big ones. I don't know. I don't really want to go there right now anyway.
No.
No, it's kind of weird. I never got that feeling.
It's a little weird. Yeah, it's a little weird. Because, you know, I'm in their market, and I'm an up-and-coming pro haunter. So when you're in their market, it's kind of weird, you know?
No, I got to say, though, I mean...
It shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be. There's been talk the past few seasons from a couple people that, you know, I mean, it really should be about networking with one another and spreading that.
Yeah, you want to build your industry to the public regardless. I'm sure you should work together.
I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm sure you feel the same. When it's haunt season, I put together my haunt. You know, I have the things that I do, but I still go out and frequent the ones that are around here, and I want to go to as many as I possibly can. So if I go to one and I heard about another new one that just opened up that same night, I'm probably driving over to the other one. But you always hear, and I heard a lot last season from a couple of haunts that I went to, them bad-mouthing one another. And I just...
Some do, some don't. Some work together, some don't. You know, it's, yeah, it depends on who you are and, who you're working with.
Yeah, I've never seen none of that, but, I mean, I've seen a couple of haunters. I went to a couple of haunted houses that were close to each other, and they've only said, like, good things. Like, oh, you need to go check them out, you know, so I've never been on that bad side
part
of it.
Yeah, it just depends on who you're dealing with.
You know, never seen that part. I mean, because, yeah, look at it, like, all the big haunts, all the vendors have the same damn people with, you know, the, their haunts filled with the same people that made their props. So, I mean, what are they going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Terror Vision over here, you got Terror Vision over there, you got, you know, you got Pale Nation over here, you got Fright Props over here, you know, you got all the same shit. So, I mean, what are you really going to say? You know, their actors suck or something? You know, I don't know.
Take it away for you guys when you go to a haunt. You can point out every single prop and you know who sold that prop. Like, does that ever take away from the whole, you know, experience for you guys?
I don't know. I'd ever be able to point out every single prop, but I do notice when, like, the acting sucks or, you know, the set's crappy as opposed to the haunt, you know, across town. It's, like, amazing, yeah.
I think it's where, as long as it's set up right, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter if I got props, because they put it in the right spot and I get the right, it gets the right scare. I mean, even if I seen that prop, I mean, like, for instance, I mean, if, like, I think one of my favorite haunts is the Haunted Hoochie.
Oh,
I
mean, my
that,
God.
That is an amazing haunt. And it's so high tense, high volume. I mean, they have the full animatronics. They have the full, you know, all pneumatics. I mean, shit just coming down. They have the whole place full of actors. So, and that's what I'm saying. They got that mix to where you don't know if the wall's going to move or actor's going to come out of the top of the wall and fall on you and grab your hair, because that's exactly how it was, man. It was like one of the best haunts I've ever been to. And if I ever was going to do a haunt, I would never want to own one, but I sure in the hell would want to work at one like that.
Yeah, and they're not doing. They're not. I don't think it's on the tour this year for MHC, is it? I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
It's very sad because it was amazing.
Are they still around?
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
Okay. They've been in business for like 23 years. I mean, that's why it's so long and amazing.
I read a while back that they took a little break, maybe one season or something like that.
I think there was someone. They were trying to shut them down, is what happened.
Yeah.
They were trying to shut them down and saying they're Satan worshipers and all this stuff, and they were trying to shut them down. But then on the other hand, they donate to so many needy charities, so I don't really get that. You know, it's like, I don't know.
So I guess one of the things I'd be wondering, kind of to sum things up, if you went there with a vision in mind for your haunts this year, did that vision change, or did it just expand, get better?
It just made me realize I need to make more money.
Get back. No. You know what? I saw a lot of stuff there. I think I can come close to it, and it gave me more ideas, and that's what I was hoping, and that's what it did, and I hope to bring it up this year. You know, I probably shouldn't say it on the radio, because now everybody's expecting it. Damn it!
Damn it! I could edit that out.
Edit that shit out.
I might want to hold you to that now.
I've already posted it on Facebook, so it's too late.
Did you come away with more ideas yourself, or?
No, I just went there to meet everybody. I got my ideas and what I'm going to do, and I can't touch 90% of what's going on over there, so... You know, it's all just eye candy for me.
Now you could go, you know, and touch it all. You just can't bring it home.
That's right. And that's the problem, you know? I mean, it was just overload for me.
It's a haunted overload.
It was. It's just you walk in and it's just, bam, it's in your face. It's you can touch, but you can't have. But, you
know? That's like an Al Pacino line from, what is it?
That happened to me all weekend, though, so... Yes, that's it.
This is the part of the interview where it gets raunchy.
This is where he gets cut off.
Oh no! You get so many ideas in your head, and you're just like, you know what? You just got to stick to what you do, and I can't make the skeleton tunnel, but I can take something away from it. So it was just a good experience for me.
Yeah, I'm really sad all week. Yeah. It's so depressing being home. I just had so much fun. It was just such a great time, and it just flew by so fast.
Well, I mean, hey, there's always next year. There's always other conventions, and God damn it, let's just all move to one state and a gated community.
I did buy a lottery ticket while I was down there, so yeah. Who knows?
Hey, MHC, man, that's where I'm going. And that's
I will not be at MHC, but I will be at the Legendary Haunter.
This is where MHC's where we're gonna tear it up. We're gonna burn that place down.
Oh yeah.
Not literally, but
I will have to wait until Transworld again next year. I can't do that to my wife 2 years or two times in 1 year. She'll have my head for sure.
Yeah, they have like 1,000 children, so.
I know it does. It seems like it sometimes, but.
You need to have a TV show, man. There's
yeah.
Many of them out there like that. So before I leave it off, I just kind of want to throw it to each of you one by one. You all have your own haunts and things going on, so if you want to plug anything, websites, what you got going on for the rest of this year, where people can find you if you want them to find you at all. So, Rania?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My haunt is the Haunted Garden. It's in Silver Spring, Maryland, and it's thehauntedgarden.com. You can find me on YouTube. Just, like, search my name, Rania Peet, RANIAPEET. And my design blog where I put all my builds is stopandeattheroses.com.
And Diablo, Jose.
Yeah, no.
Great.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
I got a haunt. I'll post it, and all I want to say is go to Haunters Hangout, join the group. You know, there's a great bunch of people there. That's where all the haunters meet, and I mean, that's, you know, you want to post your stuff, do that there. Me and Jim Walden and Brad Goodspeed, you know, we take care of that site, and we run the show, and come on over and check us out, and that's it.
And Steve.
No, yeah, that's it.
I'm the Boneyard Creep on YouTube. I have, you know, probably 65, 70 videos, something like that, up tutorials, and you know what my haunts look like the past couple of years. So I'm always looking for more subscribers that way. I'm just on YouTube under my, Facebook under my name. I do have the Boneyard page on Facebook. I think there's a couple of them on there, though, so you have to search a little bit. Mine's probably the one that doesn't have 20,000 likes. So just search for me on Facebook and hit friend. If you're a haunter, I usually hit confirm. So, yeah, come on, check it out.
Guys, I appreciate you taking the time tonight to talk a little about Transworld. What you liked, what you didn't, what you took away. And everyone, thanks.